If you were ever curious of the chronological order of the Percy Jackson books, well, it's your lucky day, because guess what we're doing? So starting chronologically, we have The Diary of Luke Castellan from The Demigod Diaries. This story is about Luke and Thalia and how they met Annabeth, so it takes place years before The Lightning Thief. Next up, we just have the first three books in the Percy Jackson Olympian series. After the Titan's Curse, there is Percy Jackson and the Stolen Chariot from the Demigod Files. This story features Percy and Clarice, and while the events don't lead anywhere, so you can skip this with no issues at all, it is a nice little fun extra story. After that, we have The Battle of the Labyrinth, and then another story from the Demigod Files, Percy Jackson and the Sword of Hades. This story features Thalia, Nico, and Percy. It's a definite must-read if you're going to go into Heroes of Olympus, because it sets up House of Hades. Next up, chronologically, we're moving away from Percy Jackson Olympians with the Canon Chronicles, with the Red Pyramid and Throne of Fire. After that, we're going back to PGO with another Demigod Files story with Percy Jackson and the Bronze Dragon. This one, just like Sword of Hades, is a must-read, as it sets up plot points in both The Last Olympian and The Lost Hero. After that, we have Percy Jackson Olympians, The Last Olympian. After The Last Olympian, we have The Staff of Hermes from The Demigod Diaries, which is just a fun, cute, low-stakes Percy and Annabeth story. Next up, chronologically, the conclusion of The Kane Chronicles, The Serpent's Shadow. After that is Heroes of Olympus, The Lost Hero. Next up, we have two Demigod Diary stories. Leo Valdez and The Quest for Buford, which isn't necessary, but it's a cute little story. And then the short story, Son of Magic, which was actually written by the inspiration behind Percy Jackson himself, Haley Riordan. Then there's just the rest of the Heroes of Olympus series. After Blood of Olympus, we have Demigods and Magicians, three short stories where Annabeth and Percy meet Sadie and Carter from The Kane Chronicles. And after Demigods and Magicians, we have Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Part 2, The Quest for College. Next, we have Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard running at the same time as Trials of Apollo. And finally, this series chronologically ends with The Sun and the Star. Now, it does not make sense to read these chronologically, so if you want to find out how to read them, check out the post this comment's from.